Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Demand for wood from the white oak tree is soaring at a perilous time. Researchers say the white oak will likely decline significantly in the next decade and a half because of climate change, invasive insects, and diseases. Now there's a plan to regenerate oak trees in the Wayne National Forest in southern Ohio, but environmentalists are suing to stop it. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
You need oak to make bourbon. Federal law requires the alcohol to be aged in new charred oak barrels.
Otherwise, it's something else. It could be considered a whiskey, but it wouldn't be considered a bourbon.
This is Willie Woodard, plant manager at Speyside Cooperage in Jackson, a small town in southern Ohio. Speyside makes bourbon barrels out of white oak. It's the wood favored by producers.
We use white oak. That's the only thing we do use. It will not leak.
They get the white oak from all over, including Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and here in Ohio. They have enough stored for 32,000 barrels. Woodard wishes they had three times that.
That is probably our biggest challenge, is to get enough of it.
And they're not alone. Furniture makers, flooring companies, and others use white oak. It's also an ecological powerhouse, producing acorns that many animals rely on. And it's host to hundreds of species of insects. But within a generation, it could disappear from American forests.
We're way out of balance. We got a lot of older oaks, but we have very few on the bench to replace them.
Dave Apsley is a natural resources specialist at The Ohio State University and is part of the White Oak Initiative. It's a project of industry and forestry groups committed to the conservation of white oak forests. To grow, young oaks need the shade of taller trees to establish their roots, but they need sunlight to grow larger. Historically, fire opened up the canopy, allowing sunlight onto the forest floor. Apsley points out that now fire is rare.
We kind of went to the extreme and eliminated fire from most of these ecosystems for the last 90 plus years. And now we're having some of the consequences.
The U.S. Forest Service has a plan to regenerate oak in Ohio's only national forest, the Wayne.
So is it up to public lands to provide these habitats? Yes.
This is Rachel Reed, a Forest Service planner. She's speaking at a virtual public hearing about the Sunny Oaks Project. It includes logging 2,700 acres, including 1,600 acres of clear cut, which means cutting everything down.
How does clear cutting regenerate oak? This means that all of the trees would be starting back over from zero age, and the oaks then would have an advantage over other species that were present in the stand.
The idea itself is almost Orwellian.
Nathan Johnson is an attorney with the Ohio Environmental Council, which is suing the Forest Service to stop the project.
The idea that in order to save oak forests, we have to go in and cut them down on a very large scale, and it just seems really off, and in fact it is.
To show what he means, we step into a section of the Wayne National Forest that's included in the clear-cut plan. We stopped to take a closer look at some of the forest elders.
This enormous tree has got to be hundreds of years old. Just remarkable form. It looks like a giant hand. If the project goes forward, this will be gone. This will be cut down.
Johnson says a clear cut only works if the oak saplings already have well-established roots. And he says the Forest Service doesn't have the data to know. So opening up the forest floor to sunlight gives species like maple and tulip poplar an advantage.
It's just going to be a disaster. I mean, those maples and tulips, they've got wind-dispersed seeds. They're really aggressive when the canopy's open. They're just going to outcompete what little oak infrastructure you've got in the ground.
The lawsuit claims that the Forest Service project isn't really intended to regenerate oak, but instead to meet rising federal timber quotas. In 2019, then-President Trump issued an executive order to increase logging on federal lands.
It's the volume. I mean, that's really what's driving this thing.
The Forest Service declined to comment because of the lawsuit. In court filings, it claims that in areas where regenerating oaks is the goal, foresters will take extra care with herbicides and even prescribe fire. Jenna Reese is executive director of the Ohio Forestry Association, which filed an amicus brief in support of the Forest Service. She defends the plan to clear-cut sections of white oak.
From forestry practice, this is a long-accepted scientifically based method for allowing white oaks to regenerate.
And Reese says loggers, barrel makers, and other industries her group represents are dependent on oak for their livelihoods. But Nathan Johnson worries that once white oaks are cut from the forest, they won't grow back anytime soon.
I mean, it could take another 200 or more years to get this sort of tree back. And unfortunately, because it's a white oak, it probably never will.
The Ohio Environmental Council filed its latest brief in September in federal court in Columbus. Oral arguments are expected to take place within the next few months. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.